This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
With President Biden signing up the waiver allowing the blending of E15 this summer, the next question is, where can you purchase E15 in Kentucky? Commonwealth Agri Energy President Mick Henderson says there are a limited number of locations in the state right now.
It's not widespread in Kentucky. There are stations that provide it. I'd like to say it's in my backyard, but it's not. I always get told, Mick, why don't you have a station out there at the plant? Well, I get a lot of trucks that mostly run diesel coming in and out of this plant.
Henderson says there are some stations that can easily begin selling E15.
Every station that can supply you E85 could convert a blender pump pretty easily. In fact, that was part of the president's announcement.
He adds funding's being made available to help stations convert to sell E15.
Basically, $100 million that infrastructure to install blender pumps at stations that don't already provide E15 will be made available for those stations to convert.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Ethanol is the lowest cost component in gasoline today. E15 uses ethanol up to 15% blends. The Biden administration has announced E15 will be available to retailers uninterrupted this summer. This provides Americans financial relief at the pump, strengthens our energy security, cuts down on greenhouse gas emissions, and reduces tailpipe pollution. E15 can be used in most gasoline-powered cars from 2001 or newer. Stay in the loop. Follow Commonwealth Agri Energy on Facebook.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Renewable Fuels Association board member Mick Henderson says building the pumps is the first step to more availability.
You build it and they will come. You install that pump and you're going to have a lower priced fuel that 90% plus of your customer base can utilize.
He adds most modern vehicles can use E15.
2001 or newer. That covers most vehicles, and that's the tailpipe emissions allowed by the EPA. And yet, again, you might have some vehicles that state in their operator's manual not to.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.